Friday was Veterans Day. Do we have veterans in our midst? Are there veterans here? Would you just stand where you are, veterans of our United States military? I guess they're all away today. How about that? Well, yes. Very good. Joan standing on behalf of Jim, right? Yes. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. It's important for us as a nation to remember those who have served in our armed forces, and I hope you were aware of that on this past Friday, Veterans Day. It was 98 years ago, on November 11, 1918, when our sister Olive was 4 years old. It's within the lifetime of someone in this room, okay, that World War I ended. It was a day that we called Armistice Day at the beginning. Armistice meaning a ceasefire, an end to combat, an end to conflict. And it became memorialized as a day to celebrate the end of that war, to end all wars. Of course, we know that it was not the last of the wars that we would see. Armistice Day, a day to remember that there can be an end to violence and conflict and division, even around the world. It was 60 years ago today, November 13, 1956, that the United States Supreme Court, this is within the lifetime of many of us in this room, the United States Supreme Court made its decision in the Browder versus Gale case, which ended bus segregation in Montgomery, Alabama. The racial division in Montgomery was very strong, of course, and there were many protests about that. You remember the Montgomery bus boycott, and it ended officially on this day 60 years ago. One of the people very instrumental in that cause was, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He is well known for many of his actions and sermons and things along the lines of bringing an end to racism and bringing an end to poverty and bringing an end to war. Those three things were very important to him: poverty and racism and war. It happened to be that on this Veterans Day, this past Friday, I was reading a book of sermons by Martin Luther King Jr. This is for my doctorate studies, and I started reading it actually last Tuesday. It's been really amazing to read this. I have not read his sermons before, and it is really remarkable what he is able to communicate in really a few short words. And it was on Friday that I read this paragraph. It's from a sermon that he preached 50-some years ago on several occasions. But he's talking about the passage of scripture that he's preaching on is a parable that Jesus tells, or a question that he asks. Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him." And he's talking about the midnight of our society, the dark midnight of our society, and he talks about it in many different categories, but this is the one category that stood out to me in relation to Veterans Day. In the terrible midnight of war, men have knocked on the door of the church to ask for the bread of peace, but the church has often disappointed them. What more pathetically reveals the irrelevancy of the church in the present-day world affairs than its witness regarding war? In a world gone mad with arms buildups, chauvinistic passions, and imperialistic exploitation, the church has either endorsed these activities or remained appallingly silent. During the last two world wars, national churches even functioned as the ready lackeys of the state, sprinkling holy water upon the battleships and joining the mighty armies in singing, "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition." A weary world, pleading desperately for peace, has often found the church morally sanctioning war. Friends, our world is still desperately pleading for peace. I hope you would join me in a prayer that God would bring peace to our land, an end to conflict, an end to violence, even an end to war in our time. Martin Luther King Jr. only lived to be 39 years old before he was shot and killed. 39. Not very old. Who knows how long we have to live? Who knows what the Lord will do to bring about his cause of peace in our lifetimes? Would you join me in prayer? Lord God, we give you thanks for this nation which we call home, and for those who have served so admirably to defend it and its causes. But Lord, we give you thanks more for your cause, for your kingdom, which never fails and which will never end. And we pray, Lord, that you would bring peace to our land, that you would bring an end to those three evils that Martin Luther King Jr. stood to see an end of: racism and poverty and war. Help us, Lord, to be agents of peace in our lifetimes, that you would be glorified in how we live and how we promote unity and in how we resolve conflicts without resorting to violence. Help us, Lord, to know peace in our time. This we pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.